All right, we're here today at the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Convention talking today with our state wheat breeder and head of the Oklahoma Wheat Improvement Team, Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver, today you talked a lot about Bentley. What's going on there this year?
Bentley did not show the yield superiority that we expected it to show in 2017 compared to the previous 7 years. It's been in breeding trials and yield trials across the state. And one primary reason for that would be leaf rust. It did succumb to leaf rust quite early in the season, not like we expected. But then we also didn't expect that kind of leaf rust invasion, the length of exposure to the disease and also the severity of it was just unprecedented. Bentley cannot take that kind of leaf rust pressure. So, those who choose to grow Bentley, you'll still get the same yield superiority that you've always gotten before. But if we have another leaf rust attack like we did in 2017, just beware of that. And it may take a fungicide application.
Yeah, and you said there's a lot of environmental factors that have played into this.
Yeah, it's hard to say exactly what, but of course we had winter conditions that allowed perhaps overwintering of leaf rust more so than in the past. And Dr. Hunger spoke to that effect as well. But we've had overwintering conditions before,
yeah.
But we didn't have the leaf rust show up like it did. In fact, we've really not seen leaf rust to any significant extent. We've seen it here and there since 2009.
Yeah.
That's a long time to go without seeing what has been considered to be one of our two or three most important diseases.
Yeah.
Very unusual situation.
Huh. And so one thing you actually did find that you didn't know about Bentley was that it's actually more adapted to some of that southwest region panhandle dryland conditions.
Yeah, and we have to emphasize dryland. I just don't think that yield advantage is pulled out very well in the panhandle under irrigation.
Yeah.
But on dryland, you really see Bentley rise to the top. And in fact, we started to use it as a check. One variety that has done very well in the panhandle on dry land is a Westbred variety called Winterhawk. So we've always wanted something that could rival that Winterhawk ability in that kind of environment. And Bentley has shown some degree to be able to do that.
Yeah. And so you also talked about three new varieties that you've released recently. Start off, talk a little bit about Spirit Rider and Smith's Gold. Start off there.
Yeah, and quite different varieties. Smith's Gold is what we would consider to be an improvement on Gallagher. It's half Gallagher, and so it acts a lot like Gallagher, but has some improvements. First and foremost is stripe rust protection. Gallagher is not susceptible. It's just not resistant throughout the season like we would like to see. Smith's Gold offers a longer period of protection to stripe rust than Gallagher would. Smith's Gold also looks to be a little bit later in the way it breaks dormancy in the spring. So it greens up a little bit later. Maybe that helps the producer who is trying to get as much forage production as possible in a dual-purpose system. And then also green bug resistance. I didn't even mention that today. We don't have very many green bug resistant varieties, but Smith's Gold has that. But I can't help but say, that baking quality in Smith's Gold really does stand out.
Yeah.
And above and beyond Gallagher.
And now go into a little bit about Lone Rider. You all were really kind of wowed by some of the stuff that you saw this year in its variety trial.
Wild, but also not surprised, because we have seen Lone Rider do things out west that we have not seen other experimental lines in the program do. And that has yielded unusually well. So we're always looking for that western exposure. We just, the breeding program is so centered on the downstate Oklahoma. We have testing facilities in western Oklahoma. We'd like to be able to show something for that. Lone Rider is going to show for us. And it's definitely competing very well against the available varieties, but also varieties coming out.
And I want to back up real quick to Bentley. There's something that you noticed that during its variety trials, some of the heads tend to turn dark during the growing season, and you really saw that happen a lot more than you've experienced in recent years. So what happened there? But on top of that, you're not really worried about it, right?
I'm not worried about it in the sense that we've always seen those dark heads. First of all, Bentley is a dark bronze chaff variety. It has that darker color anyway. In fact, some heads will show a mottling where it's dark bronze in one part of the head and very light bronze in other parts of the head. So it's a very different looking variety in terms of chaff. But we've always seen these darker heads, and I mean very, very dark, heads show up in Bentley over the years. And we've been able to show, well, those plants that produce those dark heads are not genetic variants. They are responding to some environmental stimulus that we really haven't nailed down yet.
Yeah.
And so the head itself is not filling properly. You know, we're not getting complete fertility in that head. And so when you don't get complete fertility in the head, it starts to look sick.
Yeah.
In a white chaff variety, that would look grayish.
Yeah.
In a dark bronze variety like Bentley, it looks very, very dark. And there were situations this year where those patches of dark heads were very large, in acres.
Sure.
We haven't seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you exactly what's causing it. I think it's probably a combination of several factors. Late winter, early spring, very cold temperatures under dry conditions. Barley yellow dwarf was furious this year. A drought. I'm not going to say leaf rust. I don't think leaf rust is what caused those darker heads.
And now, looking forward into 2018, you had a slide today. What's coming out of the oven next?
Oh, we have several possibilities we're looking at, so we kind of have to categorize them in different ways. So we're looking at something that might be able to overtake Bentley, you know, down the road. A general all-purpose variety for dual purpose, statewide, but good quality. Bentley has very good quality, too. So I mentioned a couple of possibilities today. One that you're probably going to hear more about is the experimental designation OK-13209, a bullet and shocker derivative. So I'll leave it at that, but that's one that you'll hear about. We're also looking at some beardless possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
With beardless, we want everything that we look for in a bearded variety, except it's awless, it's beardless. And so we look for quality, we look for granule, we look for disease resistance. There's one called OK-12206 with a bunch of numbers after it to indicate more work has been done since the original selection. That is looking like a really good, statewide, beardless, good quality variety. We're also looking at possibility to contract based on quality, exceptional quality. There are several varieties I've already mentioned that had that capability, but one has really stood out kind of above and beyond the rest, OK-13621. So that's going to be in the variety trials. We want to see how that does across the state in terms of maintaining that good, exceptional quality.
Sure. And I'll leave you with this. You know, what's your plans as far as there's been talk that you might be getting involved in some white wheat breeding?
Well, we're already there.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been doing it now, and 10% of our program is devoted to hard white wheat. Stardust was released less than 2 years ago, and that's kind of our new standard.
Okay.
And the ability to perform well and resist the temptation to sprout in the head in the central part of our state, which that was so key to our releasing Stardust. We wanted something that would perform like it would in the Panhandle, but do it also downstate, closer to the mills. Stardust answered that. Now we want to build on Stardust. We want to maintain that sprout resistance, build on that yield potential. And I didn't really mention a specific line today, but we have two that we're looking at. We'll go in the variety trials next year. We'll be talking quite a bit about those. So they're coming.
All in the pipeline.
It's all in the pipeline, right.
All right.